The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, and I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to talk about audio advertising from one of the biggest players in the space, Spotify. Joining us is Ann Piper, who is the head of client partnerships at Spotify, which is the largest music and podcasting streaming service provider with over 500 million monthly active users. It's a brand you know and love. Yesterday, Ann and I talked about Spotify's vision for digital audio advertising, and today we're going to talk about their All Ears on You ad campaign and the impact it's had on their media business. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Ann Piper, the head of client partnerships for the U.S. vertical team at Spotify. Ann, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks, Ben. Great to be here.
Excited to have you back on the show. Thrilled to have a representative from Spotify. What a treat for us here. Like I said yesterday, audio advertising, performance marketing, brand building. This is all the things that we love here as a MarTech-focused podcast. And today I wanted to ask you a little bit about marketing at Spotify and how it relates to helping you grow your ad business. Spotify had a really successful ad campaign, so I'd just love to get your thoughts on the All Ears on You, the ad campaign, which was an award-winning ad campaign. Talk to me a little bit about advertising at Spotify and what the team has been thinking in terms of getting the word out there and promoting some of the features and services you have in your platform.
So we're really proud of the All Ears on You campaign. And it really was around showing how listeners are very immersed into the Spotify experience and really how they spend their day navigating different content, whether they want to be entertained through music, inspired through a podcast, or even educated on something in terms of their mental health. And it was our first real marketing campaign to show the ad business that audio as a format can be just as powerful as, you know, why don't your two ears get as much as your two eyes? And it was a really exciting one for us. And it won its first ever B2B Cannes Lion last summer.
So we could say it is an award-winning ad campaign. And I understand that there's a separate ad team that went into creating this. And I don't want to ask you specific about the delivery of the campaign, but what I think would be interesting to hear from you is a little bit about the ad business and the motivation for starting a campaign. How does Spotify think about who their buyers are? And what are some of the challenges that led you into saying, you know what, we need to start promoting the audio ad business as opposed to spending all of our budget focusing on getting more people to use the app?
Over the last couple of years, we've really continued to invest in the ad business and showing the market that advertising, any consumer on Spotify is important, whether you're paying for the service or you're listening via the advertising experience. So this was a real opportunity for us to continue. To your question on the buyers, how do we continue to show brand marketers, creative agencies, CMOs, that Spotify plays a role in the consumer experience and the daily consumption? And you need to start thinking not only about what your video or your sight, sound, and motion brand guidelines are, but how do you really incorporate audio into your brand guidelines? How does sound show up? How are you thinking about the ways in which you want to be associated? And at the end of the day, it's really about the creative process and really trying to not just take what you create in video and making it audio, that it really requires its own opportunity and investment.
So I've been shouting from the hills, maybe standing slightly down the hill from guys like Brian Barletta and Tom Webster from Sound Profitable about the value of audio advertising, the importance of audio in marketing strategies. Self-servingly, I run a podcast. I want to sell audio advertising. Like, no shit, I think that people should buy it because it's my product and service. You're uniquely positioned to tell us a little bit more broadly about the adoption. Are you seeing more, you mentioned brand marketers, agencies, CMO, turning towards audio ads? You know, is it becoming a larger part of the enterprise level marketers' marketing mix? And then is that starting to trickle down to your mid-market and your startup marketing campaigns as well?
Yes, we are definitely seeing much more traction across my remit is around the top 150 clients, but we're seeing it across really our enterprise and mid-market clients as well. So intuitively, marketers are saying, we understand that consumption's there and digital audio and Spotify as a platform. And we're really continuing to look at how do we educate, number one, our creative agency, and number two, the brand marketers who own actually the budgets and they own the marketing, the brand messaging, to incorporate that into the campaign. And then ultimately, MMM models. We continue to look through how can we also have a seat at the table in terms of measurement and making sure that we are tracked appropriately as well.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. There's a marketing influencer, Chris Walker, I think he works for Refine Labs, that has been talking or coining the term dark social. Are you familiar with the term?
I am.
Okay. Dark social, for anybody that isn't familiar, is all of the things that you're doing in marketing that don't drive the last click, that you can't fit into your marketing attribution. And podcasts are one of the leading contributor, where if you ask someone in a post-purchase survey what influenced them to make a decision to engage with your product or services, podcasts will be disproportionately weighted positively compared to what your last click attribution. Google gets credit for all of the transactions because whether it's search or paid advertising, maybe Facebook as well, the social media advertising, those are the last touch point. But what actually gets people to understand what your product and service is word of mouth referrals, podcasts, videos that don't have great attribution either. So as we start thinking about this concept of dark social, what do you advise marketers to do to try to recognize the value and reprioritize where audio, podcasting, even music should be in their marketing mix?
Well, it's a hot topic right now. And again, I think we continue to educate brands on their audience, you know, based on their audience strategy, how are we seeing that show up on Spotify? And then how do we continue to help them better educate on how to be buying so we are driving those tried and true measurements? And then how do we continue to educate around the adoption of podcasts? What are you seeing from the consumption? So 42% of the US population listened to a podcast last month. We're continuing to see that against all demographics. And so as that consumption's growing, so will the measurement come. So there's a lot of ways to say, we just have to continue to tell brands, like, here's what we continue to see, here's what we continue to drive. And then we have to help kind of prove, like, dollars need to go there, even though we're still evolving the measurement solutions and evolving the last click or the influence piece. So I was in the CTV space 10 years ago. And part of that was continuing to, like, look at the CTV space now. And so we have to continue to show that the consumer adoption needs to follow where brands need to be, and that all that impact and measurement will follow as a result.
Last question I have for you today. You know, we started talking off about the All Ears on You campaign and how that's meant to help educate marketers on the value of podcast advertising. And I think that there's a couple different hurdles where some marketers might say, look, I don't know how to evaluate this channel. Part of it is the performance marketing. Part of it is the best practices when they're setting up an audio ad campaign. You work with most of the biggest brands in the world that are audio advertising. Talk to me about what advice you have for some of the brands that are getting started with audio advertising, not necessarily just to prove the validity of the channel, but what do they need to do to make sure that their campaigns are successful?
So I think a couple of things. Go to ads.spotify.com so you can see how we've helped other clients and other marketers such as them in their space. I also think we see that our first party audience targeting, what they're doing in terms of moods and moments and altering creative in order to help drive that is also really important. And at the end of the day, I also think you need to have a multi-format strategy. Yes, Spotify, most of the listening is done via an audio experience, but there is, for every 5 minutes of listening, 1 minute is spent looking at the screen. So make sure you have the consultation and the actual way in which you're going to drive the most impact on platform. Start to look at some of the examples of creative to help you fuel how you should be buying.
Audio has been around since, well, the beginning of time, and advertising is not necessarily a new medium. What's fascinating is the overlap between the two in audio advertising, how we are still relatively at the early stages. Spotify is making incredible strides forward in not only the analytics, the attribution, but also educating the market on the purpose and the use cases around audio advertising. And thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you for helping to educate the world about audio advertising and for telling us a little bit about Spotify's approach.
Thank you, Ben. Really a pleasure to spend the last 2 days with you.
All right. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Ann Piper, the head of client partnerships at Spotify. If you'd like to get in touch with Ann, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can contact her on Twitter. Her handle is Ann G. Piper. That's A-N-N-G-P-I-P-E-R. Or you can visit her company's website, which is ads.spotify.com. That's ads.spotify.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is martechpod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schapp, B-E-N-J-S-H-A. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.